Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is an episode where you have to try to identify the phrasal verbs that I am looking for based on the synonyms or the expressions which mean the same thing. So here's how it works if you've never heard this type of podcast before. I'm going to give you four sentences and in those sentences, there will be a synonym or an expression for a phrasal verb. And you have to try to identify the phrasal verb. Try and guess the phrasal verb that I am looking for. I always say this, it's not so important that you know it. The most important thing is that you understand the meaning of the phrasal verb, because there will be possibly one or two, or maybe all of them, that you won't know. So it's really important to understand not just the phrasal verb as a word with a definition, but how it's used in a sentence. So let's start with number one. So here's the sentence. Once I took a train without buying a ticket, but the inspector didn't go past, so I avoided the consequences. Right, so that's the sentence, and I'm looking for a phrasal verb which means the same thing as avoided the consequences. So let me repeat that. Once I took a train without buying a ticket, but the inspector didn't go past, so I avoided the consequences. So what's the phrasal verb to replace avoided the consequences? Number two. Wait a second, that's the man I saw on television last night. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace the word wait. Wait a second, that's the man I saw on television last night. Number three. The t-shirt didn't fit me, so I returned it. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace returned. I'll repeat the sentence. The t-shirt didn't fit me, so I returned it. And number four, I was raised in a religious household. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace raised. I was raised. Okay, so that's it. So maybe make a note of those sentences and think about what phrasal verb could possibly replace those words or expressions. Now, let's take a look at the answers. Number one, once I took a train without buying a ticket, but the inspector didn't go past, so I avoided the consequences. So the phrasal verb here to replace avoided the consequences is I got away with it. I got away with it. To get away with something, to avoid the consequences, the punishment. In this case, the person didn't buy a ticket for the train, but they didn't get in trouble. Number two, wait a second. That's the man I saw on television last night. This is quite a difficult one, but I thought I'd test you. To replace the word wait, hang on. Hang on. I say this phrasal verb all the time. Hang on. It means wait. Hang on a sec. And often it's with a sec. Hang on a minute or hang on a sec. Wait a second. So that's it. Hang on a second. Number three, the t-shirt didn't fit me, so I returned it. Well, the phrasal verb here is I sent it back. I sent it back. The t-shirt didn't fit me, so I sent it back. And number four, I was raised in a religious household. Well, the phrasal verb to replace raise is to bring up. So as this is a passive sentence, it should be I was brought up in a religious household. And that's it. So hopefully you understood those phrasal verbs. Maybe you even got one or two of them right, but don't worry if you didn't. So that's all for today's podcast. I'll be doing more of these in the future. It's always good to improve your phrasal verbs. And remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or you're interested in taking online classes with me, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.